You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Wednesday, December the 7th, and I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at another 8-race card at our favourite Irish venue. It's Dundalk once again this evening, another Brucey bonus for us. Not only on a Friday do we get to see all the Irish all-weather action, but Wednesday's becoming quite a popular theme for us throughout the winter, so let's get stuck into the action. We begin at 5:30 with a 1 mile maiden. Quite a few to catch the eye here. None more so than Landikuzic from the Jim Bulger stable. This horse has had four runs so far to date. Two of them here have been at Dundalk. The first of them came over seven furlongs when she ran really well behind Mayo Higgins in quite a good time figure race. And then she improved nicely to finish in the same position next time out behind Adieu, but she did so from the coffin box stall 14, and you've got to seriously upgrade any horse that manages to overcome that barrier to run well here at Dundalk. So this filly, with that experience under her belt, has every chance of improving upon her two third place positions and being hugely competitive here tonight. And she's the selection over the two that contested that maiden on the 21st of October. It was the race at Pure Action, finished fifth, and El Aria finished sixth. And even though the betting suggests otherwise, I've got a sneaky feeling that Pure Action could uphold the form there, particularly as El Aria, who I selected here last week when finishing third to Wataki, is drawn right on the outside in stall 14. So there's not much leeway there with El Aria. Whereas Pure Action, I thought, ran really well first time off the shelf for John Fiend stable at 4-1. You could certainly see that horse getting in the mix. But 130 this morning with William Hill, Landikuzic with a much better draw is the choice in race one.
Race two.
On to race number two then. This comes up at 6 o'clock, and it's a mile handicap, the first of the very competitive handicaps here tonight at Dundalk. And the two to concentrate on here are the two that contested that race won by the informed mare Super Focus on the 18th of November. On that occasion, Honor Oak, Tom Hogan's filly, came out on top on that evening, finishing second. But back in the field was Coach Bombay, and there's a little bit of a snigger in my voice there as I mentioned Coach Bombay, because it really was quite an amazing run by Adrian Joyce's Charge. Never really put in the race under a £10 claim. This horse literally finished on the bridle, and it just shows you the difference between the Irish and English stewards. Of course, a young conditional the other day was had up, hung, drawn and quartered at Leicester for his ride on Chieftain Choice, quite rightly so. But to be fair, social connections of Coach Bombay, the way that horse was handled on that occasion, but they didn't even get a slap across the wrist. And this horse comes here today as a strong second favourite indeed. I noticed that Coach Bombay was backed into favourites at Wolverhampton the other night into 5-2, but for a late withdrawal. So there's a chance here for connections, if they want, to put the green light on this horse tonight and let it run on its merits. So those are the two to concentrate on there, Honor Oak and the eagle anticipated next run of Coach Bombay.
Race number three.
On to race number three then at 6:30. It's the second division of that mile handicap, and whereas the first one looks a little bit more complex, the second one is fairly straightforward in the sense that Super Focus is the one to be on here. She comes in here in rattling great order. She managed to win over the course and distance two starts ago, and of course we get a chance to see how that form pans out with Honor Oak in the previous division. And then stepping up to a mile and a quarter, she was even more impressive here a week ago, and she powered clear in the latter stages. She could have been drawn a little bit better tonight in trap 10, but hopefully she's got enough qualities at the moment and she's in the kind of well-being that will be able to overcome that. The danger looks to be paved with gold, even though this horse managed to win at 33-1 last time out, and that was a bit of a shock to the system. I didn't think there was any fluke about the way John Murphy's Charge won on that occasion, quickening up actually quite nicely in the latter stages to win in the end going away. Drawn in stall one tonight, there's every chance that this horse from an informed stable could easily back up that victory. And if you're looking for an alternative each way against the favourite, then at 7-1, I suggest Paved with Gold is the one to be with there in race number three.
Race four.
On to race number four then, and this is a 7 furlong maiden. It doesn't look a particularly strong race. The fact that Thomas O'Malley, who has had plenty of chances, including last time out in the first time cheek pieces when sent off 7-2 favourite in a nursery, that tells you the strength of this kind of race. This horse is languishing around about 2-1 in the betting. There's been good money overnight for Yalong Zaijin from the Mickey Halford stable. It could well be that a newcomer is good enough to take this race, but quite a few of these have been fairly disappointing up to now. So I'm going to have a little bit of a stab in the dark on a couple of wild outsiders. All About Grace, the alleged second string of Mickey Halford, with my number one choice, having finished the night, catching 6 behind Fizzy Friday in quite a good time figure race here on the 25th of November. I do like the way this horse shaped in that race, in keeping with how Mickey Halford's horses run first time up. Stayed on quite eye-catching without being unduly punished by the first defence, who is a USA bred. This surface obviously is going to be suiting this All About Grace over the winter. Drawn in stall 3. Nice draw tonight for All About Grace. I'd expect that one to figure quite prominently in the finish. And the other one takes a little bit more explaining, but I quite like the chances also of Narm from the Thomas Mullins stable. Now, this horse finished 7th of 17 in a red-hot Leopardstown maiden towards the back end of the turf season. And even though, like I say, it finished 7th, its time figure still pans out particularly well. Now, we've seen several horses come out of that race at Leopardstown, including the 3rd, Sharp Defence, and the 5th, Shamu's, come here and run really well. They both finished 2nd, respectively, in their next contest here at Dundalk. So there's every chance that Narm could replicate that feat. I'm not saying he's going to win this race, but he's certainly got enough qualities on the evidence of that run at Leopardstown to run much better than his odds of 33-1 this morning. He could do him with a better draw, of course. Trap 14 isn't particularly strong, but at 33-1, then he's certainly worth the chance that he can overcome that. So the two to concentrate on there, big prices, are All About Grace and the more intriguingly prized Narm.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, which is a 7 furlong handicap. And I thought there was a really intriguing runner here in the shape of Anthony Mullins' 3-year-old Centerville, who made its all-weather debut here on the 11th of November in a claimer. That race went the way of Cappadocia, who bounced back to form and, of course, has gone on to win subsequently. But I do like the way this Centerville finished off its race from the back end of the field. No great surprise that a horse has been running over further, 7 furlongs and indeed a mile and a half the time before at Tramore. Got outpaced over that trip in the early stages, but I did notice this horse doing, like I say, some good late work. And the way he went through the line suggested he'd appreciate a step back up in trip, which he got tonight. He's also got the services of the crack apprentice on Danny Shee, taking 7 off. And I'd expect Centerville to certainly be there or thereabouts to the finish. Currently 8-1 with William Hill this morning. So Centerville's the choice there.
Race number 6.
On to the 6th race then, which comes up at 8 o'clock. It's another 7 furlong handicap. The one I like here is Jim Baldur's Crescendo, who up to now is a maiden after 11 starts, but there's every chance that this colt by Vocalise will snap that maiden tag sooner rather than later, certainly on the evidence of its last run here behind Twists and Turns. A win can only just be round the corner. Slowly away towards the back of the field in the early stages, getting outpaced over that 6 furlong trip. He stayed on very eye-catchingly late on to be a never nearer 2nd. Stepping up to 7 furlongs tonight should suit this horse. He's nicely drawn, and his last 2 runs here in Dundalk have been really good on the time figure. So 5-2 this morning, look no further than Crescendo in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then. And this comes up at 8:30. Many will be expecting me to tip Magnification here after napping him here last time out behind when he finished 2nd behind Burning Brightly. But I just think this horse, having watched him on his last 2 runs, is a little bit of a quirky customer. And at 7-4, there's no real juice in his price, albeit he might well win. The one I quite like as a value alternative is Lizard Alabu from the Natalie Lapini stable, who caught the eye here over 5 furlongs last week behind Duplication. Now, that was a really good race on the figures. finished off its race on that particular occasion, and it's certainly marked it down as a horse to consider when it comes back here, particularly as it races over further. She's got a chance to do that tonight over an extra furlong, and nicely drawn in the hands of Shami Heffernan. I'd expect Lizabelle Abu to go very close there in race number 7.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, and it could well be a good night for Jim Bolger. He's got a strongly fancied horse here in the shape of Heavyweight, who makes plenty of appeal here off what looks a very, very attractive mark of just 64. Now, this horse managed to win first time off the shelf here last year off a mark of 70, and in doing so, defied a absence of 1,057 days off the track, so it doesn't really make that much difference to me that this horse hasn't had a run since the middle of October. Obviously, it clearly goes well fresh, stays a variety of distances between 7 furlongs and a mile and a quarter, and he's quite a classy looking son of Teofilio as well. He'll definitely stand out head and shoulders amongst this lot in the pre-parade ring. So the time figures, the goes well fresh angle, and the fact that there is good weight behind Heavyweight this morning, good money behind Heavyweight this morning, suggests to me we should expect a big run here from this 7-year-old this evening. So Heavyweight is the choice in the final race.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.